This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Is there somebody that they would mention at number two? If they say it number two, and you would say, all right, I'm done. I give up. You'd be really mad at. You'd be really mad. Trade backs count. Trade back counts at number two. Would it make you that mad where you're like, to hell with this? Bleep it. I'm going to like the UFL until they get serious. Like, is there anything that would make you mad?
Yeah.
I don't think it would make me mad.
You know what? I use the term bewildered. I guess that would make me mad if it was like Ash and Jenty. Obviously, I don't think that's really in the cards.
Yeah.
But to take a running back in their situation at number two overall with all the other scenarios at play. You notice, though, the one lightning rod, we can ask this question every day, and depending on who's up, who's listening, depending on who's in traffic, we get a different response on Shedeur Sanders every day. When you did 3 weeks ago,
I just threw it out there.
Where are you on Shedeur?
Well, no, I asked, would you welcome Shedeur Sanders?
Yes.
And they all said yes.
It was like 90% of 30 callers, it was all yes. Then we did another version of it when you were on vacation. And what was that, Owen, where people were out on Shedeur? So he's the lightning rod. Depending on who you're capturing.
2-1-6-4-7-4-0-0-92. Is there a name you hate? Yeah. Is there a name you hate? I'll do it very quickly. I'll do it in lightning rod in like 90 seconds. Get in. 216-474-0092. Twitter actions are brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. John says Jalen Milroe. Well, they're not going to take Jalen Milroe number two, so you don't got to worry about that.
Yeah.
So you're good with that. Brandon says that Jalen Walker is the best defensive player in the draft, so maybe he'd be happy that they took Jalen Walker number two. Hunter trade down Xavier Watts day two. I don't know if that's something he wants them to do or something to be mad. Coltrane, I 100% would be mad if they trade down. We were 31st in the league out of 32 teams in offense. Like, who was worse?
Somebody was worse than us?
Coltrane said, I can't believe there was someone worse. If that pick is not offense / best player available on offense, I'd be pissed 100% and would continue my argument to fire AB. That's what he says. Okay. Also, there's plenty of people getting in about Cordell Stewart.
And his signature shoe.
Corey says if they trade down and take shoe, take shuck, not shoe. If they trade down and take shuck, people will be mad. All right, Joe and Berea, what would you be mad at?
If they trade down and don't pick before the Steelers and don't get Jackson Dart.
Boy, that's very specific, Joe. That is very
Jackson
specific.
Like what? The new coming of Josh Allen or Roethlisberger. It's the AFC. We need a guy that's 6'5" with a big dude. Like, that's what, like, Flacco's not huge, huge, but what happened? We won with Flacco. He's a big guy. We need a big guy. We don't need a runner. Like, let's get wide receivers.
Well, Ryan Mallett was a big guy.
Yeah, but Smash Mouth football's AFC, not run the quarterback like Michael Vick.
Okay.
Jackson Dart weighs 225.
That's big enough.
Brandon Whedon was 223.
Now, what's his core look like? Is he too yoked in the core?
Ooh.
I need a little bit of pudding, remember.
That's right.
Brady Quinn, I mean, he was ripped to shreds, and we saw what happened there. Larry in Cleveland, you're next up in the fan. Hello, Larry. What do you be mad at?
What's going on, guys? I'll be mad at anything that ain't Shedeur. Period. Like, I don't understand why everybody's so enamored with it. Why is it okay to go get the third or best, fourth best quarterback instead of getting the first or second? Like, that don't make no sense to me.
So you'd be mad with anybody but Shedeur is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we need a quarterback.
That's
a quarterback. I'm not relying on Kenny Pickett or 40-year-old Joe Flacco. I'm not mad that we got Flacco. But if you sitting right there at two and the quarterback of the future is right there, why wouldn't you pick him? I'm not taking a DB or wide receiver at number two. That makes no sense. This is what's wrong with the Browns.
All right, Larry.
Like they're overthinking it.
Larry, thank you very much for the call. I'm going to take cold calls since Mitch isn't interested in answering the phone today. All right, hello. Who is this?
That is Jim.
All right, Jim, what would you be mad at?
Honestly, Travis Hunter would make me sick.
What? Travis Hunter would make you sick?
I don't think there's ever been a more overhyped player ever coming out. Let's say he is the greatest wide receiver since sliced bread. Who's the last wide receiver to go number two? Come on. I mean, they're just – I don't see – I'm like Lima. Did I miss the season? Did I not see something somewhere? I'm just not buying it. I think it's a wasted pick.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Mike in Macedonia. Hello.
I would hate to draft Shador, man. I think we need to either get a nice offensive lineman later on in the draft or take Abdul Carter.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Mike, thank you very much. Last one, Chuck in Old Brooklyn. Who would you be mad at?
I'll be mad if we selected Mason Graham.
Number two, they ain't going to select Mason Graham at number two. You ain't going to worry about that.
Yeah, if we trade back, that's a scenario, and I don't want that
guy.
DC, okay. DC, we don't do good at DC if we know the Browns' history. And I don't know why we're so scared to get QB. The last time we drafted QB's top three, those two guys took us to the playoffs, and that was Tim Couch. And Baker Mayfield. So I don't understand what's going on here, man. Everybody overthinking this.
All right, Chuck, thank you very much for the
answer.
Call.
Calvin Johnson, number two, and Charles Rogers, number two, back in 2003.
Who was number two? The first name you said?
That would be Calvin Johnson.
Okay.
I'll take one of them.
So both
Lions.
Yeah,
I'll take one of them. So you got a 50-50 shot, is what you're saying.
I'm surprised how many wide receivers.
Every wide receiver.
Yeah, and more than I thought that have gone. You know, where look at Amari Cooper, how highly he got drafted.
It's everything is a flat circle. We're just going right back in the circle because now people are mad if we wouldn't take a quarterback.
Keyshawn,
now people are saying we're afraid to take QB.
Keyshawn went number one overall.
And now I'm getting a tweet from Franklin here. Browns fans like yourself, Ked, need to get over the fact that that Sanders is not going to be drafted number two by the Browns. Let him go to New Orleans or Pittsburgh or the New York Giants. He is not going to be a Brown. This team is six wins at best. They need to build a foundation before the roof. Ah, foundational conversation is back.
Foundation of the new Good dome. God. Foundation
of the new
stadium.
We just talking about sliders or something
That's
like
right.
that. You know what we can't get into? We got an interesting invitation at the station yesterday. I'm not going to say their last names. This is from Katie and PJ. What?
I was going to say people can find it pretty easily. But, well, yeah.
Well, then, damn it, I hit the dumb button. Okay. So now, okay. This is from two people that I'm not going to name now, okay?
Name one of them.
No.
You pick one.
All right.
And I'll do the other.
I'll name a guy. I'll name PJ.
Okay.
Okay? You can't dump anymore. So we got an invitation at the station for a wedding. But the problem that we have is it's just addressed to the station. It's not addressed to anybody in particular. So it could be for Keith Britton, Fat Chance. It could be for our boss Jeff, our other boss Jeff. It could be for any one of the hosts. It could be for Mitch. I'm sure Mitch is a nice guest at
Maybe
a wedding.
Maybe they need him to announce their
Maybe
wedding.
They do.
Come one, come all.
Come one, come all. He can announce the starting lineups or whatever, the groomsmen and whatever.
Yeah.
So we got this invitation here, and it's a beautiful invitation. Did you see the
yes.
invitation?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So it's on do I name the date now? Because I don't want to. I'm not naming the date. Okay. It is what it is.
Just say it's in the heart of a very, very busy time.
It's a Friday in football season in the fall. It's a Friday in the fall.
And not just football season. There's
in Lima,
other things happen.
Some of the biggest baseball of the year
so
happening
then. Do we figure out who they want to send, who they want us to send, or who they want to come, or do we just send somebody as our proxy in absentia?
Well, first of all, we should be tickled. This is everybody at the station should be tickled because clearly this station plays a part, maybe not only in their lives, maybe in their relationship.
But
so that is quite an honor
and
to be bestowed,
great.
And to get that invite,
yes,
it's a pretty cool
we
thing.
We just need to know which one of us they want. I mean, there's upteen hosts here at the station. Well, I think the odds would probably be against Jeff.
Why?
Does he seem like a guy who gets invited to a lot of weddings from listeners, let alone
they
goes
might
to
have grown yeah, up
that's where we need to go here.
Yeah. Listening, watching, Everything Jeff
and
Phelps.
And so you get to send an invitation to your wedding and you send it to Jeff?
I'm just saying that everybody's in play.
All right. That's
it's like
that's one hell of a thought.
It's like a draft. Is there one fan personality they'd be mad if that
if
name
we sent to their wedding?
Same question, only
I think you'd be mad. Changed.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. So it's on a Friday in the fall, which presents a lot of problems.
East side, west side, downtown, where's it at?
East side.
Okay.
I love how you're the one who was all nervous, and now you're asking me all these very specific questions about the wedding. Like a bunch of strangers are going to go and crash the wedding now. So it's east side. I got to figure out who's wedding it actually, or I got to figure out who's actually supposed to go to the wedding. The other part of it is, can you go to a wedding on a fall Friday?
Yeah, well, we've...
We've talked about the Saturday ones before.
Yeah, Friday's really interesting.
You know my answer, but I'll give it again when I need to.
Yeah, and I mean, Friday's obviously tough. Just everybody knows somebody involved in a high school football Friday night, whether it's a player, a coach, a band, you know, just somebody involved with that community. You know, that can be a really tough one. But that's when you can maybe save some money, is having the wedding then.
We got to figure it out. Well, because one of our sales guys was like, hey, they need to call in and explain the invite. I don't have a number.
No, we didn't get
it. So there's no number about any of it. So I don't know what they want, who they want. They sent the invite. I imagine they listened to the station. It's sent specifically to the fan. It wasn't like it was just sent to the address and they got the address wrong. It's sent to the fan with the invitation on it. I got to figure out who was in the invitation.
Well, and then
they're like a plus 13.
Or? Yeah, and then here's the problem. What if like the whole
we'll
night
send
show,
the whole cast?
Well, the whole night show can't because they're gonna be working. Right. So that doesn't even work.
Can they host the show from the wedding?
Okay,
oh, we got to do that.
I mean, that.
Do you want to host a show from a wedding someday?
Are they going to be fed?
Will you call out sick for that too?
If all of a sudden there's, you know, five people involved with the dinners,
I demand to be fed at their wedding. If I were to go to the wedding, I'm not. I don't mean to be presumptuous that I'm the one asked to the wedding. Maybe it was you.
Add to the cost.
Maybe it was Owen. Friday weddings in the fall. Weddings in the fall can be difficult for everybody. Friday weddings in the fall. I don't think there's a good day in the fall that you can really have a wedding.
It is a beautiful time, and hopefully you get great weather.
It is pretty.
At that time, you'd never know.
I told you my answer, though, is don't feel. Why don't I don't know why people feel obligated they have to go to weddings. Just send a card. If you're really that put out, I think some of it's ridiculous. I don't really need to see the Buckeyes shellack Purdue that bad on a Saturday, so I say just go to the wedding. But if you really need to see Ohio State beat up on Purdue or Maryland or God knows who, fine, just send a card. Yeah. You don't need to be put out
you
and have to
card,
go to a wedding.
But I kind of feel like I need a voucher for the food that I missed out on.
Can we figure out who they actually wanted to go to the wedding?
Can you DoorDash me your food?
Yeah, DoorDash me your food that very night.
Now
I'm staying
that we
home.
Got salespeople who want us to bring them the invite so they can figure it out. They said they'll find them.
We
I don't need you finding
them. A forensic sales team now?
I guess we do.
Wow.
I want to be the person. I want to be. I don't want to be the person invite. I just want to find out the person who's invited to the wedding. Out of the because there's a vast group of us. Out of all of us, who's most likely invited to the wedding?
Oh, I'd assume you.
I would assume maybe you. You're the hardest one to get. You're harder than Jeff.
I think they'd love it if Ken Carmen showed up at this.
I've gone to other functions. I've sent many regrets. On our behalf, because I can't go to a lot of weddings.